Mike Taylor is a physics professor at USU and is the principal investigator for NASA's Atmospheric Waves Experiment. Until this project, he says the work of understanding how atmospheric weather affects the upper atmosphere was ground-based.
The weather effects carry energy up into the upper atmosphere where they can interrupt the ionosphere, which then interferes with GPS communications.
Taylor says to understand the global scale of how atmospheric weather impacts space weather and in turn satellites, global measurements need to be taken. The Space Dynamics Lab is building the instrument to make these measurements. Bert Lamborn is managing the Atmospheric Waves Project at the Space Dynamics Lab. He says the lab just received the approval from NASA to begin fabricating and testing the instrument, a process that will occur in parallel with prototype construction. The project should be ready to launch late next year. He says one of the neatest things about this project is everything is centered at USU.
And so basically we're going to build this instrument, put it on the International Space Station. The data is going to come to Logan, going to get processed and out to the worldwide science community. And so it's just a really neat thing that little old Logan gets to be in this position.
The large instrument features a 4-telescope array that will be mounted outside the space station. It will focus observation on a layer of light in the upper atmosphere called the airglow layer. Lamborn says the lab will manage the contract and project throughout the 2-year orbit at their Mission Operations Center. Students and researchers from around the world can use the data the project collects. In the future, Taylor says this project opens the door to study the impact of waves on other planets. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Harriet Cornacione.